We'll be right back. You'd seen my work. You knew my politics when you hired me.
Yes.
Yeah, I showed you the sketches. I discussed them with you and your father.
Yes.
So what the hell were you expecting from me? A line of dancing girls?
No, but nor was I expecting a portrait of Lenin. Now, let's be honest. In the sketches that you showed me originally, it was just some anonymous worker.
He transformed himself into Lenin of his own accord.
No, you transformed him into Lenin because they took shots at us in the paper. Do you really think that my family is influenced by newspaper hacks? I would have defended you. I will defend you against any attack because the work is thrilling, as always. But a portrait of Vladimir Lenin will offend many people, in particular my father. See, you're putting me in an impossible position. So I'm asking you to please change this one detail.
It's against my principles.
Yes, well, you've adjusted your principles to come to our parties and eat at our table. So I hope you will reconsider.
You've got quite a crowd out there. Half of them think you're the devil. Half of them think you're a hero.
Tell me honestly what you think.
If you lie down with dogs, as you expect, please.
No, seriously. This is really frightening me.
Why?
Because I'm actually wondering if he's right. Perhaps I am being foolish. Risking too much.
Diego, you can't lose. Forget about artistic integrity. You've done better ones than this, and you'll do more. But whatever happens, you have aroused people. You've made them get passionate about their ideals. There's not another painter in the world who can say that. He could walk in here tomorrow and tear it down. You'd still have one.
Yeah, maybe. He doesn't have the balls.
Señor Rivera, I must ask you one last time to reconsider your position.
I will not compromise my vision.
In that case, this is your fee, paid in full, as agreed. But your services are no longer required.
It's my painting.
On my wall.
It's the people's wall, you bastard!
Valencia, www.radiovalencia.fm. Coming through. Download the Radio Valencia application. It's for free. It's easy. It's simple to use. Friday morning is here. This show is spontaneous innuendos on every Friday from 10 a.m. till noon o'clock. My name is Farco. We are here. If you want music, send it here. It's Faco@gmail.com. It's Faco on X to everyone around the world. 1-415-766-4428. Radio Valencia. Let it shine through the smoke, through the clouds. This is what we are about. Music from all over this wonderful universe. So much music, so little time. Always playing one of my favorites, Bill McClintock. The mashup sounds so nice. It sounds raw, fresh. Yeah, it's an oldie, but it's still got a few good bangs in them. Before that, we had something from Frida. Salma Hayek, Alfred Molina, Ed Norton. A fabulous movie showcasing artists at their best. The acting, the cinematic, the movie is Oscar worthy. He should have bent the rules, man. No, man, he needs to stand firm. What side you take? Other music in that set. Also have Lem Ping and Bloodshot Bill with Coconut. We also have By Request going out to the professional artist Dice Spit, song Throw Yourself to the Sword. We also have the Flaming Sideburns with the song Cheap Smokes and Vintage Clothes. We have new music from my man Blockhead, a friend of the Spontaneous Innuendos universe. Blockhead with the song Morph and Mindy. New music. This is new. Straight to your eardrums. It felt today. And also new music from one of my favorites, Scars on Broadway. Done Me Wrong was the name of the song. We're caught up. Shots out to all. We live here. Radio Valencia. Big shouts outs to the one and only, the professional out there asking. He's asking about the food. Oh, man. You ready? I only have 40 minutes, but let's see. Professional, though. You know, though? For real, though? Professional? Dude, I told you. I already told you I had the chopped cheese, dog. For the first time ever. I've been to New York six times. And I always forgot to get the chopped cheese or something happened. You know? Like, oh, I'm about to get the chopped cheese. It's here. And then they go, hey, Faco, we need you on stage. I gotta go. Hey, Faco, here's a menage a trois. I gotta go. So always something happened. But this time we made it happen. 2025. Chopped cheese. And I didn't get it at, like, oh, you know, in this spot, the original where they first made the chopped cheese. I didn't do any of that because I couldn't. I just went to a random, like, deli place. And I got the chopped cheese. And I go, hey, can I get a chopped cheese? He's like, yeah. And I go, what did he say? What kind of cheese do you use? I asked him that. And he goes, I make it the way you want. And I was like, okay. I made it in the right place, you know? So I had a chopped cheese and I had to add pickles. And he chopped the pickles up and put it in the sandwich. And the bread does make a difference, guys. Just the softness. I'm more of a softness guy. You know, I got enough teeth problems with this Dutch crunch. It's like as firm as Achilles' shield. You know, I don't know what this, you know, crunch hard. Hey, let's chip a tooth today. No, I want nice soft bread. It's okay if it's toasted, but soft. You know, I don't want a dark toast. Don't scrape it up with your little butter knife, man. I like soft, you know. So, the hero? Is it the hero? Is that what they call the bread? Nice and soft, professional. I got enough teeth problems, dental problems, man, right now. You a dentist out there, help Faco out, man. It's Faco@gmail.com, man. Let me know. But the last thing I need, yeah, let's get this. Oh, this bread is so wonderful. This bread is so wonderful. Has such a crunch. All of a sudden, I look like Jason Strahan. You know what I'm saying? Who's that football player? I look like Madonna after biting one sandwich. But nice. The chopped cheese was delicious. It was nice. I went to Katz again. Here's my order. I think I told you guys my order. Went to go in the Katz Deli professional. And I walk in. And we sat at a table. And they served us all the way in the back. And here's my order. I said, let me get that brisket. Okay. And what it was the white bread. And I said, let me get some American cheese on it. And then I said, on the side, let me get Russian dressing on the side. Let me get gravy, that brown gravy. And I wanted it inside the sandwich. I actually ordered it originally, but it came on the side. But, okay. And I only had half of that. I had half a soup, half a sandwich, half a soup. Or half sandwich, half soup. I got that deal. And then I got that matzo ball soup deal. So I got that matzo ball soup. And I remember that. I got that again. And then I got a Frankfurter. Guys, a Frankfurter. And I just had it with mustard, onions, and I think I put a little bit of sauerkraut. Just a little tiny bit. I tried it. Right? And then I said, let me get that hot sauce. She said, we don't have no hot sauce. I go, you got that hot sauce. And she said, okay, I think you can find you something. Just like that, guys. And I got some hot sauce, too. Oh, I had mine too, but I wanted to try theirs. You gotta ask twice. We don't have hot sauce. You guys gotta have hot sauce. You gotta say it twice. I don't know if it's a secret thing. I don't know, but she came in with a little portion. It's kind of like a, it's most, you know, it generally tastes like, you know, buffalo sauce, you know, that kind of style. But their version. And I threw that in the matzo ball soup, guys. And guess what? Guess what? I was with Bo from San Jose. I was with Mel Michelle. I was with, we were with Jennifer as well. And we were all there. And Bo from San Jose did a good move. And he ordered a Philly cheesesteak sandwich from Cat's Deli. And we all tried a piece of that Philly cheesesteak sandwich too. Is it over? No. And then we ended it. And I ended it on an egg cream. An egg cream. Like an egg cream soda. I don't even think there's egg in it. And they had either chocolate or vanilla, and I had chocolate. And all I could say, it's basically like a chocolate soda, and it's delicious. And I could have downed four of them, even with all that food. But I'm telling you, I can't be like that anymore. I would have done it, and I still could have. But I can't do that anymore, guys. Just on a vacation to have one. That was just one. That Cat's Deli, guys. Monstrous. Magical. You know, if we're doing ratings, the Frankfurter was a disappointment. I think if you get it fresh, I think it's legit, because I tasted it, like I saw the artistry, you know what I'm saying? You know, no, I saw what you was trying to do. It's like when you see somebody, or they're trying, I see what you're trying to do, you know? It's good, but I think I got it at the end. It was one of the last ones, maybe. Who knows? It wasn't a fresh one. So I was a little disappointed in that. But glad I tried it. But the brisket with the gravy and the Russian dressing? Holy smokes, guys. This gravy, dude, think about it. The gravy's delicious there. Oh, is it going to have flavor? What do you think? All the meats, all the fats, all the pain, all the focus, all the power. You know? That brown gravy's legit. And I put my stamp of approval on that. You know? Your Faco knows is gravy. I don't know geometry, but I know gravy. And let me tell you something. Brown gravy. At Cat's Deli. Legit. Legit. So you dip it with the brisket and the Russian dressing. It's awesome. They got the hot mustard. Awesome. I got the hot sauce that you asked twice. You have to ask twice. Awesome. And I got my own hot sauce that I snuck in from the West Coast. This hot sauce, I snuck in all the way, 1,000 miles away, on a plane. I snuck this big bottle of hot sauce in the dog's case, guys. I got it through TSA. No way. What you got in there? I got a dog. That's it. Nothing else. What's that bottle of red stuff? That's his medicine. It's sick. Okay, you can go through. I came across, baby. Guys, guess what? I didn't even have to go through the X-ray machine. DJ Mark, gotta go through it. They gave me the side entrance, the VIP, the backstage entrance, guys. You know, they have the regular metal detectors. That's what you go through. And but yeah, I didn't go through that total recall, you know, medical scam X-ray machine. Hey, we did it. We made it. I played roulette. DJ Mark, I lost. It's okay. We still have fun. It was like casino. It was like a Bond. James Bond. But we made it, man. Back from the East Coast. In your face like a can of mace. DJ Mark is here and he's getting ready. He'll be here. He starts at noon and goes to 2 p.m. with the show dropped the charges. He'll be in. Till then, I'm here. Big shouts outs to the professional. I got the Cat's Deli. I got the chopped cheese. All pizza slices. Egg cream sodas. Went to Jersey's Cheesecake. Jersey's Cheesecakes, we went there. I had a better experience this time. You know? And was walking around New York City. We were there. Guess what day we flew in, DJ Mark? Right, like, or what we drove in? What day? Pride Day. Bang! You want to be in the scene? That's the day, NYC. Yeah, just think about SF doing Pride times two, you know? And I was like impressed. It was nice. It was awesome. It was one of those, oh, wait, are we protesting or are we partying? Anything goes, man. Anything goes. You know, that's okay. I'm just going to be on the sidewalk, okay? Walking on the side. Do your thing, you know? Hey, I'm walking around, I think, which is it should be a universal flag anywhere you go, but let's say 90% of where you go. I have usually a universal flag. Like, I'm waving something. I'm doing something that's waving the universal flag. Like, I'm just here to hang out. You know what that is? But I have, you know what my flag is that I show everybody? A joint, you know what I'm saying? Hey, you don't go, man, no, that guy's smoking a joint. He's going to do something bad. No, he's relaxing, you know? Oh, he's on party mode, you know what I'm saying? That's my universal signal to around the world. That's why that helps out. Who want what, you know? He's not a bad guy. He's relaxing. That's his medicine. He's taking his medicine. We're all just here, you know? So it's New York City. You gotta play an old school New York City song. You got one, DJ Mark? You know? In the city of titties. No, that's not one. The Drifters is a good one. Whatever you got, NYC, New York State, even upstate, if there's many songs and things like I fingered the lady at the Finger Lakes, ba bum bum. That's upstate New York, Finger Lakes. You ever heard of the Finger Lakes? What's the other one? The Catskills? You've heard of Catskills? Yo, I get my pills at the Catskills, you know. And according to Dirty Dancing, the movie, you ever seen Dirty Dancing, the movie? That's a good movie. So it's like upper class, country club, money, resort, abortions. The movie, Dirty Dancing. Check out the movie again, you know. Anything you need, anything you want, we got it here. We're the best resort in town. We have a little Planned Parenthood just in case. Here, anything goes at this resort. You want to learn to dance? Awesome. You need an abortion? We got doctors here. This is the best resort here at the Catskills. Catskills, New York. We're getting wild here. What's next, guys? Disney movies? It's summer. Summer's here. We're already more than halfway of the year done. Let's see what's next. Shouts out to all. RadioValencia.fm. Shouts out to all. Thanks for listening. Let's get back into the music. Dude, I love this. POS got a new track. Coming to your head. This is Dinell Roland, POS, and Yatta. And this song is called Don't Call the Cops. Radio! Valencia.
Forever, I still do my thing.
Don't call the laborers, don't call the cops. Matter of fact, don't even fucking watch. Just mind your business, up and down like stocks. I may not need it all, but hey.
We got the same enemy, and brother, you gotta know it ain't me. It don't think stay coming at me, fighting for scraps, they looking and laughing. Stay dirty and nasty, flashing some fancy, won't I be asking? You friend or foe, FAFO, you could be left by the trash heap, fucker. No money, no sweat, take it easy. We can seize the machines, we can slide through the streets like grease on a scenery. And they're pleased to meet me, all in their face, screaming free Luigi. Never been dragged, always a blast, be sure to come out and see me.
Punishment.
Hardigan, you know who I am. You know who my father is. You can't touch me, you piece of shit cop. Look at you. You can't even lift that cannon you carry.
Sure I can. Cover your eyes, Nancy. I want you watching this. Mean it, baby. Cover your eyes right now. Take his weapons away. Both of them. Hell of a way to end a partnership.
For God's sakes, don't make it any worse. Don't make me kill you.
I'm doing fine, Pop. Never better.
Kick your ass.
Keep it talking. Buy time. Just a few more minutes, just till the backup gets here.
Sit down and stay down. I'll kill you if I have to.
Keep his mind off the girl. Skinny little Nancy. You can't kill her once the backup gets here.
Run home, Nancy. Run for your life.
Hey,
don't listen to him. He's a crazy man.
A tough man.
You stay right where you're at.
You shoot your partner in the back. And then you try to scare a little girl.
Maybe I'll pull my spare rod, plug you a couple times, show you how it's done.
We could have worked something out, but you've blown that.
Sit down, or I'll blast you in half.
You're so slow, you'll never stop.
Sit down!
You'll never be able to stop.
I finally sit down, just like you told me to. The sirens are close now. She'll be safe. Things go dark. I don't mind much. I'm getting sleepy. That's okay. She'll be safe. An old man dies. A little girl lives.
What?
We'll be walking through many corridors that no one has ever seen.
Hey, you know what? I'm cool, yo.
Or has ever returned
from. What are we going in there for, yo? Yo, I'm cool.
Oh, shit!
You ain't a pal of me, my family ties, but not with Mallory. My analogy ain't for salary, as a rope, reality through galaxy. For centuries, it's into me with the sin of weed, with a chain representing penitentiaries. For woman times, a boy in town, from north to ill town, and all you know from life was like Mr. Folsom. Wasn't driving too fast, I was flying too low. You think I'm rocking too quick, I think you're listening too slow. I'm a brother, deconstructing a bump, an assumption. You diss while your family say I'm the best shit since fucking. Struck and buying them, scratching them, turning something to nothing from. Push it to mush it, it's the ripping every function. Fucking it up, pumping it up, jumping the ducks, looking to hump, been stuck in the trunk, pumping me up.
People will be questioning my skill. Niggas, I've been rocking since League 12. And we feel that we build careers and steal. So all the rest come up in test, but only stress is what you'll find thinking. Finny don't write, and Finny can rhyme shrinking. The sleeping MC, I eat like good and plenty. Lyrically spanking, yeah, that's why they call me Uncle Ben. And oh yes, I just appeal to the masses. Young, dope folks, the upper, lower, middle classes. They don't begin when a lying professor. They begin when them pick up the pen and pat up off the dresser. Lesser, a man should never challenge a claim with 13 years experience of ripping mics, put in our hand.
Radio Valencia. Stay tuned for the one and only DJ Mark. He'll be in. All will be well, but it's about that time. It's all over. Shouts out to my moms, my dad, my sister, my nephews, nieces, brothers, uncles, aunts, cousins. Shouts out to mi abuelita. I love her and miss her so much. Shouts out to my moms again. I love her so much. Shouts out to Mr. P forever. Shouts out to Double B forever. Till next time. My name is Farco, and I am now saying the toilet is now flush.